USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinary physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.